Mm-hmm. You know, they just come up, some of them are about three inches through, but they just look like a sponge. But when you slice them and you put them in salt water, let them set for a little while and cook them, you'd think they were meat if you didn't know the difference.
Is that a morel?
They taste like more like meat than everything.
I love mushrooms, and I would love to try to cook them, but I'm sure afraid of getting something poisonous.
The things you buy in the grocery store now are the ones that looks like the toadstool type.
Most of them's only about this big around, and you can go out around this old sawdust pile out here and just find worlds of them things, but I don't know whether mushrooms are toadstools. I'm afraid of them.
I understand that. If a person has a sore throat, the inside of the throat is all swollen, you might say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Okay, what kinds of things do people smoke in this area?
Tobacco.
Yeah, what different forms do they smoke in?
Cigarettes, cigars, and pipe.
Yeah, any other ways of taking tobacco in this area?
Well, they chew tobacco. Or take it in a skull or snuff.
Do women do that much in this area, or do they used to?
A lot of women smoke, and a few women still get smoke.
Some of them chew tobacco.
Yeah, lots of women smoke.
Mm-hmm. I guess there's almost as many women smoke as there are men anymore.
Somebody is offered something, maybe a coat, and wouldn't accept it even though they were cold. They might say they didn't want to be. They wouldn't take it because they didn't want to be
embarrassed.
Yeah, maybe they didn't want to be in someone's debt. They'd say, I don't want to be
indebted to you.
Somebody asks you about doing a certain job, and it's one you're positive you can do. You say, sure.
I can do that.
But if on the other hand, you're pretty sure you can't do it, you might say, no.
I don't think so.
Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, listen, I got up to work before sunup, and I have
had the day.
Let me talk about the fact that not you, but people older than you, but talking about the fact that a few of their old friends are still alive. They might say, well, I spent all week looking for my high school classmates, and it seems that most of them are
already gone. They're passed on.
Cautioning someone, you might say, now, you get yourself in this kind of situation, you need to look out, you're trying to tell them to be careful. If you get in a situation, you
better be careful.
If someone's challenging someone, maybe a dare or something, the speaker might say, I dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you, I'm pretty sure the person won't do it.
Unless you're afraid.
Someone's talking to you and points out that you have not done something that you agreed to do. You say, now you are not doing what you
promised to do.
And if it's just something that you didn't promise about, but you knew you should do it, they might say, now you're not doing what you
should supposed to do or should do.
Boy gets a whipping, somebody might say about him, I'll bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Someone asks you to do something and you're going to refuse. You say, will you do it? You say, no, I
will not.
You get something done that was hard work all by yourself. Your best friend been standing around all day without helping. You get through, you might say, now, you
could have helped.
Someone asks you to do something, say, next Thursday, you're not sure you can do it. But you say, I'm not sure, but I
will try.